Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by Garrett and Carter / Hot Lift Eat. What's going on, everybody? What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Happy happy belated Thanksgiving.
Happy belated Thanksgiving.
We're in a little bit of a chilly situation out here.
This is real snow.
Yeah, it's fourth rifle season out here in Colorado.
Yeah.
It's a cold morning today.
It is a cold morning.
To 4.5 inches, 5 inches this morning.
Yeah.
Snow coming in for the next 2 days. So I guess that kind of brings up our topic about what we're doing for Tuesday Tips this week, which is going to be weather and cold management.
Yeah, we're going to talk about specifically with this hunt, fourth season, Colorado, at altitude.
Yep. We're currently about 8,500-ish feet. Maybe,
yeah. Close to 10 yesterday with our
hike. Yesterday we were a lot further up the hill. So I guess we'll start with my tip, I guess.
Yeah.
For the most part, mine's going to be for hiking in cold weather. It's good to start cold, because you don't want to start sweating too early, because then when you stop, that's when a lot of your issues begin.
Yeah.
So your layering, as far as what you want to wear when you're leaving to go hike, start with as minimal possible, and then once you stop, you can add layers. And obviously right now we're sitting here getting ready to glass ourselves, and so we got some wet weather gear on. The biggest thing is trying to stay dry.
Yeah, that's the key. And you know, my biggest issue is sweating for sure.
Yeah.
Like starting cold, even though I know that, and like I've been told that a million times. This is my first elk hunt, right? But like, not my first time hunting in the snow out west. I know that you have to start cold, but everything in your body is telling you to like put on your layers, you know, because it's so cold.
And I hate to be cold. Like, I'm just a little fella, so like I get cold easy. So
yeah.
Like, I hate that shit. So yeah. I like starting the morning warm, but I know better. And the more that I've been doing this a lot, like the last couple of weeks or last couple of months guiding, like definitely learned how to take care of the temperature regulation for sure.
Yeah. And so we were lucky the last 2 days. I mean, it was low 30s, but not terrible.
Yeah.
You get up to 40 during the middle of the day. So it was actually pretty comfortable. No snow, no precipitation, which is, you know, there's a difference in layering with precipitation and just dry cold.
Yeah.
But like, I was sweating yesterday on our hike, and that's when things can get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And borderline dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's how hypothermia can get started, if being in wet gear, when then you stop to sit and glass. Like, it could be snowing like this, but if you're sweating before you stop, bad news.
Yeah, so I hiked. I spent the entire day yesterday in my base layer, unless we were stopping and glassing.
Yeah.
I was just in my merino wool base layer, and I was still warm.
Yeah. Well, and that gives you the idea, too, of when you're packing your day pack, too, where to keep your clothes. Like, you want to keep your puffy at the very top and be able to kind of take it out, put it back in, and make sure that it's accessible. And, you know, you keep your warm weather, dry weather stuff.
Yep.
Kind of want to be able to have accessibility for a lot of that and be able to adapt to your environment as you go throughout the day.
Yeah, your pack fills up quick with layers,
especially
with a hunt as variable as this. I always bring my rain gear because I'm East Coast whitetail hunter. I take my rain gear everywhere, but this is it's perfect for this, right? This wet precipitation.
Yeah.
And that goes at the bottom of my pack always. I always know where it is. And then I put my puffy pants and my puffy Kuyu jacket on top of that, so you can pop it out if you're glassing if it was really cold. And then I put my mid-weight layer on top of those.
Yeah.
Quick access. If we stop and whatever, take a drink of water or catching our breath.
Yeah.
That's the other one. Like, the altitude really smoked Cole and I a little bit.
Yeah, and especially day two, like Luke was saying yesterday, you know, like, you keep redlining this whole time.
Yep.
It's just going to, you're only just like decreasing your maximum energy potential for the next day.
Right. So like, that altitude sickness, it just compounds every time that you redline. So sometimes it's smarter to take the longer, more gradual route.
Exactly.
Rather than steaming up 100 yards to cut off 400 yards.
Yeah. Eat shit, John.
Shout out to John Ritter. Yeah, that altitude sickness, that's kind of one of my tips, was dealing with that. Maybe not sickness, but like headaches for sure. Getting winded, like, no matter. I've been training like crazy for this. I lost like 10 pounds to try and get ready for this. You can only do so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The only way to really train for it is to be at altitude.
Right. So we mitigated what we could. And then just go as slow as you need to keep your core body temperature where it needs to be.
Yep.
If you start getting hot, and Luke's really good about checking in on everybody and being like, hey, if you're hot, like, let's stop.
Yeah.
There's no, it's going to be a miserable day if you're pouring sweat at 7:30 in the morning trying to get up that mountain.
Yeah. And water, like, water intake's important with all that too, right? Like, the best way to basically, like, regulate your own body temperature is to have as much water as possible.
Yep. Water with electrolytes.
Yep.
We brought, well, we had some of those Pursuit energy drinks, which were freaking awesome. Those, and those are full of vitamins.
Yeah.
You know, B12 and B6 and tons of electrolytes there, which was sweet. Sodium, which is really good. Especially up here, it's so dry.
Yeah.
Your sweat, you're losing water without, if you're not even recognizing it, you know? Yeah,
absolutely.
We brought some of those, like, Gatorade dump packets.
Yeah. I have some of those, like, first form hydration packs too. And then, LMNT makes some really good ones too, that I like a lot, that are like salt, like real salty electrolytes.
Yep.
Really good stuff.
We were saying yesterday, we did like 11 miles yesterday on a pretty terrible hike.
That was awful.
For me, it was terrible.
It was not a good start. We we were going up the hill with the Jeep. At one point, there was so much snow on the road.
The Jeep wasn't having it.
The Jeep just wasn't going to have it anymore. Yeah. So we pulled it off, set it to the side of the road, and hiked the rest of the way in.
Yeah.
And we
just
still
to get
had,
to the top.
What, like a mile and a half on the road still before we even started really getting after where we were up to where we were trying to hunt.
Yeah. And I brought those, like, not the Gatorade Zeros, but the regular Gatorade powders.
Yeah.
Which I don't really drink at home because it's like 180 calories per drink and 28 grams of sugar and 27 carbs and full of sodium. That's exactly what you want when you're doing this kind of thing. So those were perfect for this. Give you a little boost. Because if you're already feeling down, it's like almost too late with the altitude. So if you're a flatlander like me and you're coming out here to hunt at almost 10,000 feet, you got to take that serious.
Yeah. And you got to have calories all day.
Got to have calories.
You just got to be constantly snacking, eating, whatever. Like, especially these day hunts where we get the chance to, like, go back to the lodge at the end of the day. Like, we thought we were going to be true backcountry at one point for all this. And now it's like, it's a little bit better when we can go back and load up our packs with an extra couple pounds of food throughout the day. And yeah, it's just important to stay on the calorie intake and have the energy to burn.
Right. I think another thing yesterday that was clutch. Well, if you don't have gators, then you're crazy.
Yeah.
These are amazing.
We still even all got semi-wet feet.
My feet were wet from sweat.
Like, they could have been way worse from what it could have, like, what the possibility was without them.
Yeah. So. When we finally stopped for lunch, just about everybody changed out their socks. So bringing an extra pair of socks is always a good idea. Even if they're going to be soaked by the time you finish up your hike. But gives you, I think Luke said, I feel 90% better after changing my socks. Because he was wet.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. I don't know how that little bastard got so wet. But
yeah,
he had some wet feet for sure.
Yeah. What else? I like these pants a lot that have the zips, the hip vents on the side.
Oh yeah.
To dump heat.
Yeah.
Because I run really hot. I was still hot, but like that had to have helped immensely just to dump heat like that.
Yeah.
That's clutch. Being able to have a place, a cargo pocket to put your beanie. I brought a baseball hat and a beanie because I'm switching back and forth constantly when I was hot and when I was cold.
Yeah.
I think I had like 3 pairs of gloves.
Yeah.
I've got liners and then a big pair of deer hide mittens.
That's something I need to do better about is keeping better gloves. I think I have like a thin base layer set of gloves and that's all I keep.
You're kind of a savage though. You were hunting in a sweatshirt.
I still really only have the sweatshirt and my rain jacket on right now. So
I have like 4 layers on right now.
Yeah, I run pretty hot, so I like to stay on the real cool side of everything, especially like while we're hiking around the mountains. It's I don't know. I don't like to sit and glass for super long at each of these spots. I like to get kind of get here, sit down for 10, 20 minutes and then move 100 feet, 30 feet, whatever.
Yeah.
At least always be moving a little bit. Mm-hmm. But my feet do get real cold. That's the one thing that I really try to stay on top of is making sure that my toes don't freeze throughout the day.
Yeah.
Wet socks is the worst thing to hike in.
Yeah. And I think with this wet snow like it is today, which, like, another tip, we weren't seeing a lot of elk at the elevation we're at because they were up higher the last 2 days. Hopefully this front is going to push them down towards us.
Yep.
But not like we as can soon see as we're done right recording this, I'm going to put on my rain pants because you can see how wet everything is getting right now, which is not good with how much day we have left.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still pretty early in the morning. We're barely getting started. So,
oh, dude, the other thing that's my favorite, this has been clutch. I didn't know how much I would like this. This tether right here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This is made from Rogue Gear, clips to your belt. It's just like a little bungee. It's like a perfect gear bungee. If you're ever like, this would be good on a range finder or like whatever you need, but having this on my phone.
Yeah.
Cause I
put
I
mine
lose,
on my phone too.
Dude, I lose everything.
Well, and I like to set it on top of my bino harness here.
Yeah.
So that's why I clipped mine to my bino harness. Yep. So then if I stand up and lean forward, I'm not dropping it in the snow.
Yep.
So there's nothing worse than dropping these ridiculously expensive
harness
on a rock.
Well, and if you drop it in snow like this, see ya.
Yeah. You may not mind it.
So shout out to Rogue Gear for
these
little tethers, man. These are sweet.
Yeah.
Way sweet.
They're way awesome.
Well, cool. I think that about wraps us up, man.
Yeah, I think it's time we try to find an elk.
That's right. Yeah, we should probably do that.
Or we go warm up somewhere.
Hell yeah. Well, listeners, hope you enjoyed this cold, wet episode.
Yeah, it's another fourth rifle in Colorado. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, yeah. Appreciate the hell out of you guys. We'll talk to you next week.